I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Metal Shop here on 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We have a band that is driven from far away. We have members from Bellingham. We have members from Gig Harbor. We got a guy over here in Ballard. Got a band called Ego Death here in studio. What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, man?
Dude, it's awesome to have you guys in studio as we're recording now. You guys are going to head out on tour.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Where are you guys going?
Playing Vancouver tomorrow at Bully's.
Awesome.
And then going over to Calgary and Edmonton.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, just a little weekend run.
Nice, dude. Right on.
Oh, yeah, it's like the second leg of our tour that we just got back from, too. So all our summer out-of-town shows.
So tell me about your the last little jaunt you guys did. Where did you guys head out to on the last one?
We went to... We had tried to go to Boise, but our van broke down, not even 20 minutes outside.
We got to the pass, and then our van broke down instantly. So.
Yeah, so we didn't make Boise, but we played Vegas, Oxnard, and Berkeley, and that was really fun. You know, that was the first time I've ever played California. I don't know about these guys.
No, yeah.
Yeah, wow. First time we've ever played those places.
Our buds in Witness Chambers were the ones that took us out for it.
Cool.
We were supporting them.
Nice.
Yeah.
Witness Chamber, where are they from?
They're from Boise, Idaho. Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. One of the greatest from there.
Oh, yeah. Incredible band. You have no idea.
They're also really nice people. Yeah.
Nice people? Okay.
Yeah.
Extremely nice.
Good dudes.
Not just heavy riffs, also nice people.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Right on. Well, tell me, what was your favorite place you played?
I loved Vegas.
Vegas
was really fun.
Vegas, good hardcore scene out there now?
Yeah, it was great.
It was really cool. I'm also going to say Vegas. It was, the most, not to reference the band, but, no ego,
sure.
Show we played. I don't know. It was just so cool. It was just, so many kids and, just people that just wanted to see, heavy music.
Yeah.
We played with Sins to Die and Blood Tithe, who were on tour. They're, basically death metal.
Yeah, Sense to Die is very death metal.
Yeah, no, we just kind of by happenstance got lumped together with that tour package too, and the response to both of our the individual tour packages was the same and so incredible.
It's interesting how 10, 12 years ago. There was a much more of a difference between a death metal and a hardcore show.
Totally.
They couldn't mix really. But these days, you could see death metal bands. I mean, you're in you're wearing a Cannibal Corpse shirt. Yeah. You're wearing a Morbid Angel shirt. You know? There's so much more unification between
it's
metal
really
and hardcore.
Cool to
it's
see.
Awesome.
It's really sick.
It's really funny too because a lot of those like '90s hardcore bands are heavily inspired by death.
Yeah, they're just super into it, but they couldn't be up front about it.
Ever hear a Marauder song? That's a death metal song.
I mean, they were on a metal label.
Yeah, exactly. A big metal label.
So,
And 16 bands like Ingrown go on tour with like Obituary and stuff now too, where it's like even like the death metal community seems to be like kind of embracing the crossover.
Totally.
And like it's sick. And I didn't really like think about like I went to that the local stop for that tour package, and I didn't really like I was like, oh yeah, Ingrown's like a sick ass hardcore band, but like. Actually, like, hearing them at that show, it's, like, I didn't really realize, like, how much the like, their sound actually, like, fits with a bill
that.
And I was like, oh, it's insane. Like, you sound like Obituary, like, honestly. Like, it's, like, the same thing. Like, it was really sick.
When I heard that Ingrown record, my first thought was, like, Dying Fetus playing New York hardcore.
Totally.
I was like, this is
sick. It's insane.
So.
They're awesome.
And it's really cool. Like, I think all of us, like, kind of grew up as kids both liking hardcore and death metal, but like there was like a while ago there was kind of like a stigmatism about like, you know, you had to like pick a side or whatever. And now that we're playing shows, like that's just gone. And awesome. If I want to play with like a cool death metal band, like I can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
I remember just coming up in shows around the time I did, like, just even, like, punk was, like, separated.
Totally, yeah. And that's gone, too.
Which is
like,
hilarious, because that's where hardcore came from.
Right? Exactly. Hardcore punk, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So how'd you guys meet? You know, what's the origins of Ego Death? And how long have you been a band and whatnot? Let's get the origin story of Ego Death.
Max
so,
question.
Yeah, this is for me. So I'm pretty much, you know, the guy who, like, started Ego Death. It was during quarantine and my last band just like broke up.
What band?
It's Trapped by Lies.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not, not very proud of that one, but, anyway, I was just like trying to like figure out what I wanted to do and like we went through so many names, so many styles, and I think we used to have this guitar player named Pedro. He was in the band, and it was me and him just doing it for a while. And then I got Boston on bass. I pretty much told Boston to like learn bass to be in my band.
Nice.
Yeah. Max was like, one time he was like, "Hey man, you should get a bass for Christmas." And I was like, "Yeah, I'll try to get a bass for Christmas." And then I got a bass for Christmas and like learned off like a free trial from like Fender. It was like some like
it's
starter
amazing.
Kit.
Yeah.
And basically did like a month or two of that and then like didn't want to continue it.
I'm good enough.
Just learned bass playing in Ego Death.
That's awesome.
And Boston's a great bass player.
That's
Boston's a phenomenal bass player.
He's a natural.
I'm just average.
That's sick, don't put yourself down like that. But so yeah, I got Boston there and then I got Zach on guitar. I've known Zach. Well, it's funny.
Yeah.
I went to high school with Zach, actually. We went to an art school called SOTA. It's like an art school in Tacoma.
Nice.
And I was
School of the Arts.
Yeah. And I was like too like afraid to like go up to Zach.
We didn't know each other in high school.
Okay.
I knew of Zach for a long time, but they didn't know of me. So then eventually I got older and got the balls to like say like
you said, hey what's up?
Yeah,
exactly.
So then you know became
it was the happiest day of my life.
But so then I asked Zach to play guitar and then we had a few drummers before Robbie, but then eventually, like, we're about to go on this tour, and our old drummer kind of, like, flaked on the old thing.
Bummer.
So we were like, oh, what are we going to do?
Right before tour, huh?
Yeah, literally,
it was 3 days before.
Yeah.
And you hit me up on Instagram. And it's like, I knew all you guys, but it's like, I wasn't close with any of you guys, you know? It's like, we just, like, say what up to each other at, like, shows and stuff, but...
Yeah.
I remember, like, Max sending the message, like, being like, does anyone know that guy Robbie that, like, comes to shows? Like, do you think he could drum? And I was like, Robbie's cool. He might. I don't know. And like that was it.
Were you a drummer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I was like.
So it wasn't a I hope you get drums for Christmas kind of thing.
No, I've been playing drums for a while, and I was like in like another band called Down Bad. We did a demo, and then I don't know. I mean,
Down Bad's awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of that demo. It was cool. It was like me and my best friend Huck, but I don't know. Yeah, Max hit me up like 3 days before their tour, and he's like, hey, do you want to go on tour with us?
Yeah.
I was stoked. Because, I mean, like, Ego Death was already, like, a local band that I really liked the music itself. And, you know, I was going to their shows already. And I was, like, a fan of them. And so, I mean, I was like, oh, like, yeah, this is going to be sick. Mm-hmm. And so I just, like, had to grind for, like, 3 days straight. Just, like, every day after
learning
work, going
songs.
To the practice space and, like, playing along to their songs for, like, 4 hours straight.
But, damn.
I mean, I'm glad it worked out, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been so sick. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, we all just gel.
You got drafted,
really
man. You got drafted.
Yeah,
right.
It all, like, worked out, like, perfectly. And now these are all, like, my best friends, you know.
That's so dope, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, the first, like, day or two that we, like, were practicing and, like, the first show was, like, a little awkward. I remember it was, like, we're still trying to, like, figure out, like, each other. And then, at the end of the tour, we're just, like, it was like, oh, we're one big
happy. I love you.
That's amazing. Yeah.
I just remember last day of tour, just Robbie and I getting really drunk, and then Robbie just being like, I love you, man.
We're Four Locos in Portland.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, that was a great time. We got to do that again, dude. Oh,
Yeah, dude. Four Locos in Portland. Yes. I like it. We're going to be playing a couple songs that you guys recently released, but you guys, did you guys record these songs off the tour? Tape. Did you guys record these yourselves? Did you guys go to a studio?
We went to Cameron Heck.
Shout out Cameron.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
It's the best record producer.
Yeah, if you need anybody to record your stuff in Seattle, go to Cameron Heck. Yeah. He's amazing.
Cameron Heck, where's he located in?
He's located in like South Park kind of.
South Park, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah,
he's awesome. Yeah, not the TV show.
Not the hilarious TV show. Yeah. The real place in Washington.
So I was going to ask, so you're a drummer in hardcore. Does that mean you're in like 17 different bands?
Oh my God. I mean, technically like two.
Okay.
I've been trying to limit myself. I get asked about that though, for sure. That's just the way of the drummer.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Part of the lifestyle.
Yeah, I play drums in a band called Apex Predator.
Yes.
I like... constantly amassed by people that play drums for their bands.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fill in. Hey, can you fill in, man?
Sometimes. Yeah.
Did you start as a drummer? Is that what you started?
Yeah. Okay. I started playing drums when I was 10 years old.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. But we're going to actually go into one of the songs. And this comes from the. Is it going to be released on cassette tape or CD or anything?
Our tour, we have tapes available of our summer tour.
I think
Joey's
going to put some online too.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, awesome. You're listening to Metal Shop. We got Ego Death here. This is Bloodlust. Anyone want to say anything about this one, or should we just jump into it?
This is my favorite song we have.
This is the best song
Me
in
too.
The world.
All right, let's go. It's heavy. It's Ego Death. It's Metal Shop here on The Rock.
for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ego Death here on Metal Shop. It is 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. You can catch them with Ankle Biter July 20th at the Vera Project. Awesome all ages venue. And I think that's the first time I saw you guys was at Vera Project with Denial of Life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And my friend Baxter's band, I forget what band he plays in, but.
Ransom.
Ransom. Yep.
Also a great band.
Yeah. Saw Ransom, saw Denial of Life that was in the showcase area. What do they call it? Yeah, the gallery.
Force Torment also played that show. They're
that's
great
right.
Too.
Yeah. Force Torment, yep.
And Cujo played?
Yeah, Cujo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cujo also.
Yeah, Cujo.
That's a
dope.
Good show.
Yeah, no, that's
it was.
Yeah.
It was like pretty packed.
That was like our local stop for like the winter tour.
Yeah, that was Robbie's what second time?
Yeah, second show of the year.
Damn, how many times you guys been out of town? You guys seem to be tour dogs.
This last one was our second time.
Okay, yeah, nice.
It's been like 6 months. I don't know. I mean, I want to do it more. It's tons of fun. It's like my favorite thing ever. Yeah. So
that's awesome.
We're getting to a point now where we're like, okay, we can actually tour where people actually care about us.
Yeah.
So it's nice. I love touring.
It seems like hardcore is having like a moment right now where it's just like crazy. And are you guys, you know, I mean, obviously you're not on the level of like a Turnstile, right? Or like like a Speed or something like that. But even on like the, you know, smaller area, are you guys noticing more people coming out to shows and getting active?
Oh,
and
for sure. Yeah. Lots.
Like putting out the new music, like we just like, we got like a really good response to it, which was like, I don't know. I mean, I've been really happy about it. It's like, it's interesting too, because we kind of take like influence from like older like 90s bands like Kickback and like Archangel and stuff. And then like playing in SoCal, like, I don't know. I mean, California is like, they're all really big into like the beatdown type music, you know, and like that's a lot of the bands that come out of California. So I feel like at first, like when we start playing, people are kind of like, oh, what are we supposed to do with some of this music? Like, even still though, like, I don't know, on tour, like every show was like really sick and like
nice.
People like did respond well to it once they like kind of figured it out, you know?
Totally.
I think it's also just really cool, like the amount of just like younger people at shows. Like when I started coming to shows, and I mean, like me and Max kind of started coming to shows around the same time, in the same place too, and like we were, I mean, probably the only like under 26-year-old people like at those shows, and like the fact that like not only in Washington but like most places we have played, and like I see hardcore shows happening, like the majority of the audience is like kids like under 22-year-old kids. It's so cool.
I mean, it's awesome. Not only are they coming to shows, but they're moshing really hard.
They're moshing, they're like buying merch, they're like just like ecstatic about just like hardcore in general, not just like a specific band.
It also seems like something I noticed, I went and saw the show with like Jesus Peace and Scowl and Show Me the Body, and that was a freaky show, because it's like there wasn't one style of dress or, you know, dance style. It was everyone just doing their own thing. It was totally unhinged and fun. It was like everyone was just, it was so, you know, just a great vibe, you know, young kids with face paint on, just rocking out, dude.
I love when hardcore is weird.
Yeah, totally.
I want it to get even weirder.
Okay.
It's also, it's also really cool. Like, I mean, I live up in Bellingham, and like I book shows up there. And I mean, when I moved, I've been up there for like 5 years now.
Yeah.
And
I did radio up in Western at Cugs.
No,
I did a show called Dance Floor Justice on Cugs. A
couple friends that have worked for them too.
Awesome.
But like, I mean, when I moved up there, there was nothing remotely heavy or punky going on, and it wasn't until like I kind of started booking shows and like just having my friends play up there, and now like, I mean, it's been like a year maybe since that stuff has started happening, and there's already like a community of kids like just like, when's the next hardcore show in Bellingham, like when do we get to be like punks, and like,
that's awesome,
like you said, like dye our faces, like we get to put on the whole like makeup, and it's so cool, like it's so awesome that like we can be in the position to like at least a little bit like move that forward, and then those kids are going to get to our age and start doing the same thing we're doing, like it's so sick.
I put on one show up in when I went to Western in Bellingham, and it was at a coffee shop.
What coffee shop?
It was called I forget what it was called. It was on State Street. And I don't think it's there. Fantasia Espresso is what it was called. And it was with a band called Sinking Ships. They were an old melodic hardcore band from the area, but there was a like kind of a more metalish band that played metalcore kind of, and they opened up, and people were, you know, pitting, and there was a girl who was like hippie dancing, and she got clocked in the face, and I was like, I think this might be the last Bellingham show I book. And I don't know. So
I think the first hardcore show that I booked up there, something similar happened. Yeah. And I was like, no one's gonna let me book anything anymore. Like, this is the last time anyone trusts Zach to do anything.
Sure.
And
they just kept letting you do it.
They kept letting me do it. So
okay. Nice.
That's where my parents met at Western.
Oh, cool.
So I'm a Bellingham baby.
What venue do you book at, or do you do basements?
It's basically all DIY. I haven't touched a single like legitimate venue.
All right, we'll keep the names off the mic.
Yeah, and, of course.
Ask a punk
but
kind
but
of thing,
I prefer to just let it happen in my friends' houses.
There you go.
And let them have money.
That's awesome. Okay, so as far as, you know, what got you into, you know, underground music, you know, no one was born with a Minor Threat CD in their hand, right? But like, what was, what got you into underground or heavy music or punk or hardcore? You know, what was your first kind of tiptoe into it? And we could start with you, man.
Me? Okay. Yeah. So growing up, my dad was like, my family's from LA.
Awesome.
And my dad grew up in the 80s punk scene. So,
wow.
So yeah, so growing up, I just kind of like heard a lot of like Black Flag and Minor Threat and all that stuff. And like,
so you literally were probably born with a Minor Threat CD.
No, literally. I was listening to all that stuff.
I take that back.
Yeah. I'm the one exception.
Yeah, totally.
I don't want to say my dad forced the music on me, but like, you know, he played it around me all the time, and I was like, this is awesome.
That's so cool.
So yeah, so I just like, you know, started off listening to that for a while, and then, you know, I just kind of, you know, down the line, I just got into more harder and harder and harder stuff. And,
nice.
And then I started making my own bands when my mom would let me finally. Because my mom wouldn't let me go to shows until I was 15.
Okay.
She was scared I would get
first
her.
Show, what was it?
First show was a Turnstile show, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. Corzone?
Yeah.
Corzone? Nice.
Yeah,
okay.
They did that tour with Touche and More.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's my first show. And It was fun. I got punched in the face because I was trying to push pit during a breakdown, and this guy clocked me. And instead of freaking out, and I was just thinking, like, this is awesome. I want to do this. I want to do this all the time.
Punch me again, bro. Yeah. That's funny. All right. Who else? What got you into underground music? Whoever wants to join in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go for it.
I don't know. I grew up with, like, an older brother.
Yeah, who, okay.
He's like 7 years older than me, and like growing up in like the mid-2000s, he started out, like, he used to play like Slipknot around me all the time and stuff. Like, that was when they were like super popping, and mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know, I was probably like 8 back then. So I grew up like listening to that a lot. And then
it's
my brother,
scary, but I like it.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. And then he started listening to stuff like Hatebreed and stuff. Awesome. So like I grew up like with him playing like Hatebreed and like Marauder and stuff like around me all the time.
Nice.
And then so I was like exposed to it at like a really young age, and I was like, oh, like this is cool, like this is like what I want to listen to and stuff. But then I took when I was like a teenager, I kind of veered off and became a scene kid and started listening to good music. Like Attack was like my favorite band. Yeah, I Set My Friends on Fire rocks still.
So like how deep did you have the eye makeup, I had
awesome like swoopy hair,
tight
and like
hands.
Yeah, the tightest pants you could imagine.
Lip rings, did you have lip rings and stuff?
No, my parents wouldn't let me get piercings until I was and then like when I as soon as I turned 18, I like got my nose pierced, and I was like, take that, dad.
Nice. Were you in any of the scene bands?
We like me and some friends would like jam and like try to like get stuff started, but like I don't know. I never like none of our bands ever like actually ended up doing
there's
anything.
No evidence of this?
No, unfortunately.
No.
Maybe there's like some videos like really deep if I like dug really hard, but no. I mean, there's still some pictures.
All right, though, top three scene bands.
Oh my god, I can
Attack. God, kind of hard. Attack's number one for me, though, for sure. But
we butter our bread with butter or whatever.
I never got too many of them.
I don't even know.
Number two is probably like a tie between like Devil Wears Prada and Bring Me the Horizon.
Okay.
And then number three, probably like, I mean, just based off like I still listen to them pretty regularly, is I Set My Friends on Fire. They're awesome.
There we go. All right.
We were listening to them a bunch on tour.
Soulja Boy covered.
Yeah, they covered Crank That by Soulja Boy. Like, you can't beat that.
I wish I came up with that idea first.
And they put a breakdown in it. Like, there what more go. Do you want? Like,
all right. Who else wants to hop in? What got you into underground music?
Me?
Yeah.
Kind of similar to Max. I mean, I got a punk dad.
Awesome.
He's from Mount Vernon, so kind of like a similar thing. But in a way, I was born with like a DRI CD in my hand.
Okay.
So it's
just like a thrash dad.
Yeah, nice. No, totally. Like, I grew up listening to a lot of Slayer, a lot of Metallica.
That's awesome.
I got a weird relationship with
him. I bet your dad's listened to Metal Shop a couple times.
Oh, he's so happy.
He's listening right now.
Yeah, he is. Like, he was stoked.
That's awesome.
But, yeah, I got a weird relationship with heavy metal stuff just because, like, I was around it so much that, like, my way of rebelling against my dad was, like, I want to be in, like, pop bands.
Okay.
You know, like, so I kind of went, like, middle school and stuff. I went through some weird things, but I, like, really fell in love with, like, Dillinger Escape Plan.
Okay.
And also kind of some of the scene stuff to, like, Robbie.
Yeah.
So, like, the Mathy stuff I really got into.
Fall of Troy, you ever messed with Fall of Troy?
Oh, yeah, great band. Like, and I just like love like music, and so I think I was able to kind of like mix that well into like just all the stuff I liked.
Nice.
And then me and Max went to like an art school, and I met some kids there that like were into like Gag and kind of the more punkier stuff.
Okay.
And that was like the first time I really experienced like my peers liking like hardcore music that like led me to like really like embrace that into my life. And like I've been in a bunch of bands that were bad,
but like, let's get all the names.
I was in this band called Slog. That was probably the one that played like the most shows.
Shout out Slog.
I don't know if we want to shout out Slog, but
anti shout out Slog.
Yeah.
What was it that you were saying to Sammy from Drain the other day?
Yeah. Oh, so actually, funny thing. We played with Drain last month.
Yeah, it was like a month ago,
which was really fun. Like that band rules. It was a great show.
Sold out show.
Yeah, no, it was super super fun. And we But I in the back of my mind, so I actually just got the 5 year ago today thing for it on my Facebook. My slog played with Drain at Real Art Tacoma in 2018.
Back before they were crazy
there was
shows.
Yeah.
Five people there were in bands. Max was one of them. My dad was one of them.
Okay.
No one was
so
there.
So when Sammy says Drain shows sucked back in the day.
Yeah. Like, he called me out. I wasn't going to bring it up to him like or anyone in that band the whole time because I was like, you don't need to know I was in that band. Yeah. I was probably
and he goes,
like,
slug!
No. While they were playing, he was like, shout out to Ego Dev. The last time we were in Tacoma was like years ago, and like half the audience was Ego Dev. And I was like, oh my God. Like,
that's so sick, dude.
It's just incredible. Sammy's just like ability to like remember just little details.
I could not believe he remembered that. Like, I barely believed that.
That's so cool.
I wonder if he remembers the band that played that night that covered My War.
Yeah. That was Acid Teeth.
Acid Teeth.
Great band also. Yeah. Like, love that band.
They covered My War and I got the microphone. 15-year-old Max was so excited.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but nice. I mean, I just like, yeah, starting bands like that and just like going to hardcore shows in high school just like made me like, I mean, I was just like, this is what I want to do forever.
Yeah.
I need to be involved in this community forever. Like bands like Lower Species and like Ingrown too. That was when they were starting to come around. Like just going to like local shows. I was just like, I can't do anything else. Like I don't know what else I would do. Not only musically, but just like with my life.
And now you're doing it.
And now I'm doing it. And I couldn't be happier. Like
that's awesome.
And how about you, man? What got you into kind of underground music?
Okay, I feel like mine is a little bit different than everyone else's because I grew up listening to like not music that a lot of people like. I would on my iPod I had like Indiana Jones and like Star Wars like soundtracks,
so
like
soundtrack
like,
music,
like the orchestras and stuff. And I was like listening to that on the way to school and like
it's epic,
Living on a Prayer and stuff like that, like Bon Jovi, like just scattered songs. And then I didn't really get into anything more dark or like heavier until like middle school when I found Marilyn Manson.
Okay.
And so I was like a Marilyn Manson kid in high school.
Yeah.
And like I know he's like, you know, there's stuff around him now, but
sure.
You know.
But we're talking about back in the day.
Yeah. And I was, that was that. And then I kind of got into Slipknot a little bit, like one or two songs in middle school. And then I didn't really like even know about hardcore or like anything even close to that till like maybe junior or sophomore year in high school when like I saw this video on, was it Loudwire? It was like top metal bands to look out for, and I heard Knocked Loose, and I was like, oh, this is cool. Like they had, it was, I think it was Dead Ringer or something that was on. And I was like, oh, okay, this is pretty cool. And I would just listen to that one song.
Yep.
And then I don't remember what it was, but like Max started showing me like Suicidal Tendencies and Lower Species and stuff.
Awesome.
And then I was like, oh, this is really cool. It's like, what is this? And like, oh, it's like hardcore, like punk and stuff. And then
you showed him the way.
Yeah, and basically, it was just
now get a bass.
Yeah, it was like all Max. Like a lot of the stuff I know hardcore wise is all from Max.
That's awesome, man.
So yeah, that's pretty much it. And then now I'm not really a hardcore kid, but that's like the main thing I do. It's the main thing I do now.
Hey man, that's why the best bands are the ones that have people from wide variety of backgrounds that come together, you know, whether they're listening to Indiana Jones soundtrack and then, you know, Suicidal and Dillinger Escape Plan and, you know what I mean? Like, they all have their, you know, own kind of niche that they come from, but then they meet together and they create something interesting. So, that's awesome.
Sure. I feel like all four of us come from, like, extremely different, like, musical backgrounds.
That's cool. So. That's cool.
Like, I really don't. Honestly, I don't listen to that much hardcore at all.
Right?
Like, I'm listening to, like, anything but hardcore.
Yeah. No, that's what I love about, like, being in a band with, like, I mean, all of them. Just, like, when we were on tour, like, there was not a moment in the car where, like, just, like, one type of music was, like, being played and stuff like that.
What do you guys play in the car? What do you guys, like, what's, like, one thing you can agree on?
I think we can agree on Metallica, Ja Rule. Did it again.
Yeah.
Have you heard that song
what
before?
Song?
We Did It Again by Ja Rule, no. Metallica.
Oh. You check that out. Oh, I'm going to check that out.
It's beautiful.
You got to hear it.
It's a masterpiece.
It's great.
It's terrible. It's awesome.
Oh, come on, man. It's not terrible. Okay. It's work of art.
I will say, me and Robbie insisted on playing I Set My Friends on Fire, like the scene band, for like a while. And Max was really upset about it at first, but I think we kind of turned him a little bit.
Okay. Here's the thing. I don't like it. I think it's terrible music, but I think it's funny.
Okay.
Great.
It's like a product of the times.
Yeah.
You know? It's like all that music is like good time capsule.
Like Broken Side. Do you remember?
Yeah, Broken Side is awesome. Yeah. I love Broken Side.
To that a little
Crunk
bit.
Core.
Yeah. I think my girlfriend Adira was playing some Broken Side in the car.
Millionaires.
Yeah, Millionaires is awesome.
MySpace
too.
MySpace Core. Yeah, dude.
Core.
Give me that alcohol.
Yeah. Chunk, no Captain Chunk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey kids, are you ready? Yeah.
The band is awesome. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, we're going deep into the wormhole of the 2000s, guys. Okay, so we're a Northwest radio show, you know, tried and true. Favorite Northwest bands of all time, whether it's a band that you guys are playing with or iconic bands, you know? We'll start with you, man. First, favorite Northwest bands or artists of all time.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many to choose from. Brotherhood is that's the quintessential like Seattle hardcore band. I don't think you can really write much better like hardcore music than that. I mean, Lower Species, they're not around anymore, but that was like the band that like got me into that. That and Gag too.
Awesome.
I would really say are kind of my apex of this stuff.
Apex with the Apex Predator hat.
There
you go. Nice.
Love that band too. They're fine, I guess.
Yeah, they're all right.
And Max, how about you?
Oh, I got two bands, Cold Sweat and Undertow.
Yeah.
Those two bands are so good.
I'm jealous now.
I could listen to those two bands for the rest of my life and be just happy with just that.
I saw Cold Sweat one time. It was only one time. It was at the old Vera Project, and the singer. You know, he's a black dude. He would X up in white pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was super buff.
Too.
And he was just scary as hell, dude. But yeah, it was
one of the most terrifying hardcore bands ever.
Sidetracked, Cold Sweat, and a band called Knife Fight.
Knife Fight's great.
Yeah.
That was a good
show. I gotta show you Knife Fight, dude. Yeah. That's the one with the dog,
yeah.
Oh my god, I can't believe that.
I'm not originally from the Northwest, so I don't know about a lot of the hardcore bands that used to be around.
Where are you from?
I'm from the Bay Area.
Oh, cool.
I've been living up here now for like 7 years or something though, so I mean I've renounced my California.
But you know about some of the rich musical history.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So. I know. I mean, my answer for, like, favorite Northwest bands, I mean, probably, like, cliche, but, you know, I really love Alice in Chains. Like,
absolutely.
That band is, you can't go wrong. I mean, it's not a bad answer, but, I mean, I'm sure, like, a lot of people say the same thing, but, I mean, like, band is awesome.
Popular for a reason.
They're so insane. I went through, like, a phase, I think like last year where I couldn't stop listening to them. Like they were the only band I could listen to like every day for like months. I was like so obsessed with them again. Like,
were you depressed by chance?
Maybe, but no. But then hardcore wise, like I don't know. I gotta say Gag probably. Like nice. Gag is insane. Like they never get old to me.
Yeah.
And they've been around for like a really long time and they're still doing it.
Awesome.
And they're just they never get old to me. They're like one of my favorite live acts like ever, you know.
Nice.
And it's sick we get to see them all the time. Yeah. So
Gag is the Northwest band.
That's the band.
Yeah, they're the band.
They really are that band.
Yeah.
I just saw that they just announced a big tour with Portrayal of Guilt.
Maxie's going to be on a big one.
Yeah, I'm playing drums for them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm really excited
that's
for that.
That's sick. So there you go.
It's really good
drums
that
everyone. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Only for my friends. Only for my friends.
Don't hit them up.
Yeah.
Don't hit me up, please.
He's not for hire.
No.
And how about you, man? Favorite Northwest?
Yeah, I was just trying to look up on my phone. Pacific Northwest bands, because I don't particularly know any, like, a lot that aren't, like, current bands or, like, smaller, like, bands. I mean, Nirvana was, like, a big band for me growing up.
Classic
music.
Which is
band.
Like a classic, you know, very everyone knows Nirvana.
Yeah.
They have no bad albums.
Mm.
Great. And I have a story about Nirvana. I brought the Nevermind vinyl for show and tell once in high school.
That's amazing.
Oh, no. And no one thought it was cool.
Poor baby.
And your teacher's like, can you not show penises in class?
Yeah. Even my teacher was like, yeah, it's not that cool.
Did you guys see that stuff about the baby trying to sue him?
Yeah, it's so weird. Cloud chasing.
No, he lost so bad. Yeah, it was pretty rough.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Hey, he's trying to get the bag, bro.
I mean, no, I respect it. Yeah.
Damn. If I was that kid, I would do the same thing probably.
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely.
You showed my naked dick as a baby. I'm scarred for life.
Like, for real.
Dave, give me money.
Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam's another one.
Pearl Jam.
Oh, great.
I like Pearl Jam a lot.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If you guys were to cover a Northwest band, what song would you do?
Was there any that would even fit our style?
Honestly, yeah. I think we could do a
Pearl Jam song.
I think we do a mean even song. Flow. Honestly, I think like if we
or
turned,
Jeremy
or Jeremy, yeah,
a Nirvana cover as a Ego Death song.
I think like honestly, any of the like classic Seattle grunge songs would honestly like kind of translate well to like the style of stuff we do. I think there's a lot of the same like angst within it.
Yeah, there's. There's angst. Not the same type, but...
Sure.
Well, I'm not going to try and make it happen, you know? I'm just bringing it up.
Yeah.
You guys are going to have a great tour. I can see it now. anything else you guys want to promote?
We're doing that tour with a band called Admission of Guilt from Calgary.
Yeah, shout out.
I mean, Calgary has been producing some of the best hardcore, like, heavy music in general I've
heard. Delusion.
Delusion's great. World of Pleasure is amazing.
Duration.
I mean, like, there's so many bands coming out of there, and Admission of Guilt is a perfect... I mean, they're the same age as us and doing some really great stuff.
I didn't even know that they were the same age as us.
Dude, yeah.
That's cool.
Their Zach is younger than our Zach.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know any of those dudes, but I'm excited to hang out with them.
Oh, you're about to.
I was stoked of it when they hit us up for that, too, because, like, when they dropped their demo, like, earlier this year, I think, right? And they... I like listened to it when it came out, and I was like, "Oh, this is sick!" And I was jamming out like a lot. And then they like hit up Max and was like, "Hey, you want to do a run with us?" I was like, "Yo,
yeah, that's awesome."
Yeah, so I'm stoked on that.
Right on. Well, again, the show's the 20th. The next one here in Seattle's on the 20th with Ankle Biter at Vera Project. And follow them on social media at EgoDeathHC, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes.
And, you know, like, subscribe, comment, share it with your friends. I don't know. Hello, fellow kids. I'm cool. And, you know, I'm totally up with all the slang.
We got Cash App.
Oh, we got Venmo, pay us.
Yeah. Exactly.
We need the money. We're starving musicians.
Yeah. Good luck on tour. We'll see you at the show. We're going to go into Face of Death here. Anyone want to say anything about this one?
This song is great.
Okay. This song's really good. Also a good movie. Oh, or is that Faces of Death
is a great movie. Great movie. Yes. Half real violence, half fake violence. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that was great.
I wish I could mosh to this song.
Yeah, me too.
You can.
Yeah.
I ripped
the bass down, bro.
I ripped an Archangel song for this one.
Hey, you're not supposed to say that.
See if you can spot it. If you do, I won't acknowledge you at
all. Hit us up, nerd. This one's for the nerds.
All right, here it is. It's Ego Death on Metal Shop. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh, oh.